Matt Greenwood speaking to Dan Oliver, head coach for the St. Pius Lancers. Coach Oliver, first year as the head coach of St. Pius, but not your first rodeo. For sure, of course, your background in coaching at Afton. So let's jump right into the jamboree that you guys had this past Friday. St. Genevieve Valley Catholic, Park Hill Central, all were there for you. What did you learn about your team in some live action against some other opponents last Friday?
Well, I mean, I was pleased to see that, you know, we reacted to varsity level competition and in a like manner. You know, when you're practicing against some of the younger guys all the time, you know, everything looks really good. Then you get out there against some older boys that are a little bit more technically sound. You know, you just don't know how it's going to come out. And with the new system and so forth going on. But I was real pleased. I thought our kids played, you know, as well as you could after 9 days you know, getting in and getting everything done. And but I was real happy with that. I think defense is a little ahead of our offense right now, but that's kind of typical at this time of the year. And just, you know, really looking forward to getting after it this week and trying to get, you know, some things worked out, polished up, and get ready for, you know, the real opener this week.
What are your thoughts, Coach, on, you know, walking into the St. Pius football stadium for the first time as the head football coach of the Lancers?
Well, you know, I mean, fortunately for us, you know, the dimensions are still the same, whether they're a little bit further north or down here. You know, the field's still the field. It's just going to be a different atmosphere, different kids, different faces, and things like that. You know, I'm sure that, you know, up north Windsor is going to be getting ready for us and doing their best. And, you know, we're going to be doing the same down here. So, you know, I expect just a good game, and hopefully, you know, the guys in blue come out on top. But, you know, we're just, you know, excited to get kicked off, get going, tired of hitting our, you know, our own teammates and seeing the same faces every day. So, you know, welcoming in a new opponent and turning the lights on, getting the uniforms on, all that stuff, it's going to be just, you know, just what Friday nights are all about.
Yeah, definitely. Coach Oliver, we'll get you out on this. Again, this is this will be the first week of the football season. What's Coach Oliver looking for? A couple of things offensively, defensively, that you would like to see out of, you know, both sides of the football there?
Well, I think the first thing is we want to play physical football, you know. So I want to see people flying around, getting after it, and, you know, running our offense correctly, you know, correcting some of the things we didn't do as well. You know, I mean, it wasn't bad Friday, but it could be better. And we want to see that improvement from last week to this week. And then do the same thing each week. If you can keep doing that, probably, you know, hopefully you'll be around 11, 12, 13, you know, weeks into the season. But, you know, if you can't improve and you can't get better and you can't put aside, you know, individual feelings and things for the good of the team, then, you know, you'll probably go out in week 10 and you know, like everybody else. So hopefully we'll overcome all those things and avoid some of them that other teams don't. And, you know, we'll be ready to go later in the year.
All right. Very well, Coach Oliver. Thanks again for your time, and best of luck week 1 against Windsor coming up here in 2 days.
Appreciate it. Thank you.